With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Like Sports Radio 610 on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Sports Radio 610. Thanks to all the loopholes. You guys make us very, very smart. We wouldn't be able to do a show without you, but I asked for an understanding of the affection base system. I got a damn visual. I'm going to tweet it out at Sports Radio 610. If you didn't know what first base, second base, third base, and of course, home were in the love scale, I know now, and I also have a visual because a lot of times kids need picture books. Thank you very much for that. Coming up in 20 minutes, we're going to do some hump day haikus. Freddie D, I think he's ready to go. He's ready to roll. We're going to do those in 20. We're getting a lot of good ones from listeners there as well. So that's in 20 minutes. But right now, we're talking about the Texans and three things we know, three things we fear, and three things that we think right here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Fantastic segment, if I don't say so myself. All right, so three things we fear, think, love, all that good stuff. All right, here we go. We'll run down this real quick because, like I said, we did this. Three things you think.
And again, I think we can do this post-game. We'll do it as we move along. We can do it about the Rockets. But right now we're talking about the Texans. Three things we know about the Houston Texans that we know this is going to happen.
They are for you.
Wow. I know they're going to have a top five, maybe top three kicking and punting tandem. Not talked a lot about a lot, but I like Fairbairn's. His leg strength is incredible. I know he missed a couple of
chippies.
Bunnies. He missed a couple of bunnies later in the year, but he was pretty consistent. And of course, Shane Leckler putting it inside the 10-yard line. I was going to say 20, but usually inside the 10-yard line, there's nobody ever better. I know DeAndre Hopkins is going to play at an All-Pro level no matter what, no matter who's the quarterback, no matter anything, because he always has.
That's what he does.
And I know, although some people are, I think you, Fred, were a little bit reticent about this. I know Tyrann Mathieu is going to be the new vocal leader, go-to guy on this defense. I don't know how well he's going to play, but he's going to be Brian Cushing. He's going to replace Cushing's leadership.
I think that position is up for grabs if something happens to J.J. Watt. And what I mean when I say is something happens to him, I mean that he doesn't play the full 16 games. And I tell you what, if he plays 13 or 14, you're going to still feel pretty good about it. No. J.J. Watt, as long as he's on the field, is still going to be the leader of this defense.
But he's never been the most. I mean, he's adamant and he makes a lot of noise, but I don't know if he's ever been considered, maybe because of Cushing, as like the leader.
I don't know. I feel like he was more of a leader than Cushing. I have a hard time believing that guys were. I know they all love Cush, but I think it's hard to, can a leader that gets booted for 10 games and kind of has that stigma that,
they don't care about
he's
that.
Been booted out
because they're
PEDs.
Doing it. No,
he just got. Well, you think of a guy that's been had it happen as many times as he has would be a little bit better about it. All right, so here are the three things I know. One, that this is the best team on paper that BLB has had during his tenure here with the Houston Texans. That the team finally has a franchise quarterback that they can, quote unquote, believe in for the first time in the franchise's history. And that number three, Jadeveon must take the next step in his evolution as a defensive stalwart for your Houston Texans. You want to get that? You want to get that Aaron Donald, Khalil Mack money? Go give me 15 sacks.
Three things I know. I know that the AFC South is going to be better than it was last year.
Yes.
Just by the fact that three teams will have starting quarterbacks unlike they did last season. I know the O-line won't be worse. Notice I didn't say they would be better, but I feel safe in saying they won't be worse. And I think Bill O'Brien will have a head coaching advantage, or at least he should, in most of the games they play. They play Bill Belichick and Doug Peterson, arguably the two best head coaches in the league. However, after that, Doug Marrone twice, then you have five games against first-year head coaches, Mike Vrabel twice, Frank Reich, and Pat Shurmur, and then you just have an array of coaches on the hot seat or mediocre coaches led by Hugh Jackson, Jason Garrett, Todd Bowles, and company. So Bill O'Brien, you should have a head coaching advantage against most of the teams the Texans play this year.
You convinced me on that. All right, three things I think. I think J.J. Watt is going to show us he'll never again be quite the player that we once knew. Sadly, I mean, that doesn't mean, by the way, it doesn't mean he's not going to be a Pro Bowler.
80% of JJ from what he was is still better than 75% of the league.
It's Pro Bowl. It's maybe all pro, you know, but we're not going to see 20 and a half sacks as he's done twice.
Does he get
career.
Double-digit sacks?
Health? I mean,
is he going to be healthy? Yes or no?
No. I think Kiki Cutie, the fourth round slot receiver picked out of Texas Tech, is going to live up to the hype. A lot of buzz about him.
What would that hype be?
What are some numbers, Landry? A slot receiver.
40 catches.
40? I'll go with that.
Okay.
40 catches, 680 yards, 700 yards, something like that.
Couple touchdowns,
yeah.
2 to 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, I think he's going to live up to the hype.
A solid number four receiver.
And I also think Deshaun will end up in will end up in the MVP conversation.
Okay, I like that. I like that. What you got there, LL?
I think Andrew Luck will never be his self again. I think that he's going to be a shell of himself. I think it's almost going to be pitiful seeing him on the football field with his arm hanging off. I think this is the most talented defense that the Texans have ever had on paper between the front seven and all the guys they brought in. They've had some good defenses, but I think on paper this is going to be very talented. And I think there's an outside chance that Will Fuller makes the Pro Bowl. I'm throwing a different one in there. I think there's an outside chance that Will Fuller makes the Pro Bowl this season.
You just want the crazy chicken at
Ambassador. That's really what it comes down to. That's right. John had a compelling argument for why that might not be the case, but he said only 3 wide receivers get selected. But with the way the new rules are, they select, 6 to 8?
Yeah, they don't even go by conference anymore.
It's not about conference anymore. It's just tough. And trust me.
And then somebody backs out.
You can almost guarantee that. Plus, with the way fantasy football is nowadays, and if he has the kind of season you're talking about and is a fantasy
28 touchdowns. That's
diamond in the rough.
28 touchdowns.
I think that'd be all right. I think they'd like that.
Yeah, no, trust me.
He might be in the Pro Bowl if that happens.
Yeah, he might be all pro if that goes down. 3 things I think real quick. B.O.B. is going to finally cement himself as one of the top 10 coaches in the National Football League. The O-line will be better than people think. And Brian Gain will emerge as one of the best GMs in the city of Houston. And if they have a monster year and Daryl Morey goes 0-for in this offseason, he'll be steadily climbing that power ranking chart. So,
well, yeah, I mean, let's look at the draft picks first, see how they pan out.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, if his free agent picks, the Honey Badger, everybody's already slobbering over that, so people are feeling pretty good about how that goes down. All right, 3 things I fear. Julian Davenport, Chantrell Henderson get hurt and or struggle. John McClain pointed out yesterday that if you were concerned about Deshaun Watson getting hurt, you better be doubly concerned about if one of these big boys goes down, because unless Kendall Lamb is your BFF, nobody feels good about him coming.
Kendall Lamb.
All right. God bless Kendall Lamb.
God bless his heart.
Okay. I'm sure he's a swell human being, but not so good at the tackle position in the National Football League. And, hey, maybe he's been working hard this offseason. Maybe he's going to surprise us all. And maybe he's going to throw pie in our face. I would love to see that, especially if it's warranted. Bob McNair says something inflammatory and gets everybody
all that's a pretty logical conclusion, prediction you're making there.
It's possible. Bob gets one, after a game, maybe it's a close-fought win, maybe it's a hard-fought loss.
What if somebody takes a knee?
Okay, somebody takes a knee, because there's going to be a microphone in his face, in one of the afternoon scrums, and Bob's feeling some type of way. That's right. Bob's feeling some type of way wearing that seersucker suit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, got some things to say. I could see him going freestyle, just snatching a microphone out of somebody's hand and just saying, just step back for a second, I got this. So we'll be interesting to see if Bob McNair pops off at the mouth. And then last but certainly not least, Brandon Weeden plays in a game that's not a garbage time game. No, I'm not talking about week 17where the playoff game's already situated and everybody's good to go. No, that doesn't count. If that's the case, nobody's going to care. I'm talking about midseason, God forbid.
And Houston, we have a quarterback.
Yeah, it ain't Brandon Weeden. And listen, again, we love Brandon Weeden as a human being. All right, I'm sure.
Do we know him?
No, I feel like.
Listen, do we know him?
There was a picture of him that he texted out or tweeted out a few years ago on July 4th where him and his wife
were wearing red, white, and blue
outfits.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that I can't begrudge a guy for that, okay?
Can't begrudge him for that, but he was 27 on a college campus. Creepers like that.
But he was married.
Yeah, but he wasn't Mormon. That's the only time it's okay. That's the only time it's okay to play football at 27 as a Mormon.
He'd already been a professional. You never heard of any problems with
cheating.
Him.
It's cheating.
I'm okay. I'm okay with Brandon.
I don't think grown men should be allowed to play on college campuses like
Salt
that.
Salt of the earth. Salt of the earth human being. I just don't want him starting any football games in the middle of the year.
Speaking of Brandon Whedon, he is on one of my three fears. I fear seeing Brandon Whedon in a uniform at all. I don't like the sight of it. If he wants to wear street clothes or something, if he wants to be the emergency quarterback, that's fine. But I just don't even like seeing him in a uniform because the thought of him starting a game for the Texans absolutely terrifies the hell out of me. I know he beat the ghost of Matt Hasselbeck and the Colts a couple years ago, and then he beat Zach Mettenberger led by the Texans defense. But that was an emergency quarterback situation when the two quarterbacks were down. Don't want him to be my backup. I fear the health of Deontay Foreman and the running back position as a whole. If Deontay is not 100%, then you got you some running back issues, which could mean that Adrian Peterson, who's been holding a sign outside of NRG saying, "We'll work for food," will finally get a job with his hometown team. And I also fear injuries, and this is the PTSD part of this segment, because last year's historical amount of injuries had me very scared of injuries in 2018.
Okay. That's fair. I fear that this offensive line is going to cost Deshaun Watson. At some point, he's not going to be able to, you know, to go full Houdini and create something magical when these guys are making him run for his life. I also fear that kind of what you're talking about, Landry, that the running game in general, not just Deontay Foreman, is going to struggle all year. I'm not down. It sounds like I'm down on Lamar Miller. I just don't think there's going to be much more there, you know, at this point in his career. And then you know about Deontay and Tyler Irvin and the questions there. I also fear that Clowney will not take another step, as you think, Fred.
Yeah.
And even worse.
Well, that's what I'm hoping for.
And even worse, might get injured.
Ooh, that. Damn,
that's dark.
The first two years of his career was all about that.
Jeez.
I mean, come on.
Man,
that's why they're fears. That's why they're fears.
That's why they're fears.
What do you fear? 713-572-4610. Let's hear from the loopholes. Let's go out to Blake in Pearland. Go ahead. Go ahead, Blake.
I miss you. I apologize.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's listen to his call.
Hello?
Blake, what's up, man? I miss you too, man.
Hey, man. Watch it, man. That's not good.
Right, we just caught him with his side piece.
Don't worry about it. We were on the line. It's all good.
I'm with a guy. That don't sound too good.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Blake.
Big old pile of people.
I didn't catch the whole thing, but I have one fear, my man. And my one fear is a scenario that's been played out before. I get into debates with people about the Texans, and when I get the best of them, the first thing they used to say, "Well, we got J.J. Watt." And now I do the same thing, get into debates with him. And when I get the best of him, the first thing they holler is, "We got Deshaun Watson." And Deshaun Watson is great and all that, my man, but Deshaun Watson can't do it all by himself, you know. And I heard you guys just now saying that this could be the best year or the best team that Bill O'Brien has had.
He said
and,
on paper.
On paper. I need one of you guys to explain that to me, because who do you know on that offensive line besides the center that's actually going to start by his play and not by his pay or his you know what I mean?
Well, the interior line is okay. I mean, and we talked about this with John McClain yesterday. Kelamete started 43 games. Zach Fulton has started 50, 60 games. And they were both highly thought of by both their respective coaches. So the inside of this line, your two guards have been starting guards for teams that have succeeded both in the regular season and in the postseason. So it's not a question of your interior. And you already know what your center's bringing to the table. So you feel good about your guards and your center. It's your two tackle positions, which, again, if there were two positions that you know, God forbid you had to be worried about, those are the two. But unfortunately, that's the situation you're in right now. But interior play, you should be fine. I don't think the interior is quite the doomsday scenario that it's been made out to be.
Appreciate the call, Blake. For me on the offense, I know Deshaun Watson, I don't expect him to duplicate what he did last year because it was historic, but we saw him have success, and we saw Bill O'Brien have success with Watson with a very, very bad offensive line. At the very least, I think we can safely say that this offensive line will be better. We don't know how much better. I like the left tackle, Davenport.
Can we safely say
it'll
that?
It'll be better. Yeah, it'll be better. I can say that. You don't have to say it, but I'll say it, and that's a fact.
Well,
and the defense, though, this is the same defense that that was number one in the league 2 years ago, except you've added some guys. Now, yeah, it was depleted last year and it was terrible, but if you were excited about this defense 2 years ago, it's healthy, and you also added some guys to it.
Yeah, I'll give you the defense. I know there's some questions because guys are coming back from injury and moving positions and all that. We've talked about that. Offensive line, I don't know what we know about the offensive line other than it's a question. Julian Davenport has been a project since he was drafted. Has he developed? He looks like he's developed, and we'll find out when we go up to West Virginia, you know, and look at him up close and personal. Fulton and Kelemete, you know, you've talked about that, but they weren't exactly, you know, road graders anywhere.
But road graders don't. I mean, here's the thing. How many guys are these days?
Yeah, but I'm saying we don't know. My thing is, there's just still, to me, a giant question. And Shontrell Henderson, I mean...
But they've got 80 combined starts, right? Like in a league where offensive line play is at a premium.
Sure.
To get two guys that, again, if let's put it this way.
I think it's just a question is what I'm saying.
I don't, like I said, I'm not worried. And let's be honest, too. I mean, you're talking about two teams last year that had incredible run games, all right? I mean, the Saints had the two best running backs, or had the best two-headed monster tandem in the NFL, all right? And Kelemete was one of the guys leading the way on that. You know, Kareem Hunt led the league in rushing, and Zach Fulton was one of the guys leading the way on that. So your guards are going to be better this year than they were last year. I think that, again, to quote our boy John Lopez, that's a fact, all right? Nick Martin, provided he stays healthy, and John's already told us he is, okay, we all feel pretty damn good about Nick Martin.
I do feel good about
him. You
know
what I'm saying?
So I do feel, again, but he's been injured.
He's been injured. I mean, that's your biggest question about him is, can this guy stay healthy? But even then, I think Greg Mantz is a pretty for a group that backups leave a little bit desired, that you could do a lot worse as a backup than Greg Mantz.
Sure. No, I like him.
Like
him.
So I think we feel collectively pretty good about the interior of this line. But again, Shontrell Henderson, if you're grabbing for straws here, listen, he started all 16 games as a rookie. All right, he's had the Crohn's disease thing going back and forth, but again, he's in a prove it year. And Julian Davenport's a guy they felt pretty good about for the last couple seasons. So again, we got to think, being a Bucknell guy, he's intelligent, he's got freakishly long arms, which is what we keep hearing about, and you got to believe he's going to put in the work, because from what we've heard before, and Corey Chavis told me this, if he'd have played for anybody but Bucknell,
his arms are like an inch and a half shorter.
That's not our boy Julian. Corey Chavis, who I have the utmost respect for when it comes to draft analysis from draftnasty.com, played 12 years in the NFL, said that if Davenport had been from any other school that wasn't a Patriot League school, all right, he probably would have been a second or third round pick.
He was really thin. I watched him a lot last year. I called him a project going into the year. He was a project, but he's bigger now.
Exactly.
So we'll see.
Going into year two. Like I said, he's going to be a professional this year, so we'll see what happens. All right, you guys know what time it is. Coming up next, it's the segment that has the internet going nuts. As much as the In the Loop show does, it is time for Haiku Hump Day. Boys and girls, you know what time it is. Topics are as followed. Mike Vrabel, Carmelo, the Pusha T, Post Malone rap reviews by one Mr. John Lopez, Baby Mama drama, and insert your choice next. 713-572-4610. That's the phone number to send yours into. At the Freddie D, at Landry Locker, at Lopez on Sports, and of course at Sports Radio 610. You can chime in to hear your voice heard. Lots to get to. Haiku Hump Day's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.